Biblical parenting involves both of us, like I said, and we need to help our wives through what is an ordeal. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 2 says this from verse 8. 1 Timothy 2, 8 says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Okay, that's basically holy men. If they're lifting up holy hands, it's because they're holy. He will. His will is that men are praying everywhere and they have holy, they're holy people, basically. Okay, he wants God's people to be holy, the men to be holy. He said, without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Now, just a point here, and I've mentioned this before, and you kind of feel like you need to keep mentioning this, because people love to go off a verse and then go, right, see, you know, women shouldn't have broidered hair. Well, that must mean they're not allowed to have anything other than, like, hair straight down. All right, no gold, no, right, no jewellery, women, or you're wicked, and nothing that's worth any money. Well, what's worth any money? Well, let's look at, compare it to a third world country, right? Anyone wearing anything which isn't, like, you know, charity shop rags, you're wicked. Well, but did it say that? Did it say that they don't adorn themselves? Adorning being what basically is their showing, their outward showing. What should they be adorned by? Well, good works. The point being is that you shouldn't be known by those things, you should be known by your good works, okay? Embroidered hair isn't, by the way, just plaits and things like that. Embroidered hair is like where they have things sewn into it and everything else, yeah? It's all basically about decorating themselves and not just decorating themselves with good works, yeah? Okay. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Hi there, Brother Ian Taverner here at Shore Foundation Baptist Church UK. I'd like to show you today how the Bible says that you could be 100% sure that if you died today, you are going straight to heaven.